We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
LeBron James was the most afraid man on the planet yesterday after a cheap shot elbow against Isaiah, was it Sterling? What's his
Isaiah
name?
Stewart.
Stewart, pardon me. Isaiah Stewart, who then went looking for blood after having blood come out of his eyeball run down his face, and everybody was out there ready to fight him except for one guy. LeBron James held on to security's coat and said, take me to the locker room.
And Craig.
Meanwhile, Russell Westbrook's out there like, I got my guys back. He was ready to go. And everyone's looking around like, okay, LeBron cheap shot at a guy with an elbow to the face on purpose. And he hid behind security and walked off that court faster than anything he's ever done in his life.
And here's the underlying story to all of this. It's your fault. Your fault. That LeBron James won't be suspended.
My fault. He should get a 25-game suspension.
Fault. You want to know why it's your fault?
Why?
I'm glad you asked, Craig. Because of your damn world's most famous arena. That's why. Because tomorrow night, where's LeBron James scheduled to play?
Against the Knicks.
On national television.
Yeah, well, you know what? He should be suspended for 25 games
now,
for that hit.
First of all,
that was as bad as Kermit Washington.
No, it's not.
Sure it was. A purposeful elbow
it
to another man's face.
You really think it was purposeful?
I do think it was purposeful.
He flailed his elbow back and nailed him in the face. I don't think it was like he sucker punched
him. Dirty player. And frankly, loses a lot of man credibility when he runs off the court. Well, he walked, but you get my point. Right. Everybody else is ready to go, and LeBron James couldn't have left that court fast enough.
Well, that part I agree with you. I don't think 25 games is fair. Now, should he be suspended in all seriousness a couple of games? Probably so, but you are not going to suspend him going into the NBA on TNT at Madison Square Garden. You're not.
You have to.
Because you're a businessman.
Well, he can appeal a suspension play.
Yeah, that's true.
The question is, it'd be interesting how much time they spend talking about it tomorrow night, which we'll get to tomorrow, but I just want to acknowledge that I saw the video 5,000 times, and it's a cheap shot to the man's head. Isaiah had every reason to be pissed about it, tried five times to go get him, and he played the rope-a-dope. All right, I'm fine. I'm not fine!
Yeah, but if Isaiah still really wanted to get him, how come when he was nose-to-nose with LeBron, he didn't do anything?
What do you mean?
So after he gets the elbow,
he was on the ground?
No, he gets up. He's talking to LeBron. They're talking to each other.
And then there was a delayed reaction. I didn't see it the same way.
Well, you didn't see the video then.
500 times
watch
I watched
it again.
He gets up. There's dudes immediately there.
He was right next to LeBron. If he wanted to go after him and take a shot at him, he had his moment. And one thing I've learned about Isaiah Stewart, because I saw him and Blake Griffin going at it a few weeks ago.
Blake Griffin looked scared too.
No, he did not. That is scaredy incorrect.
Cat. Scaredy cat. No, that's all right. By the way, I'd be scared too.
The president of the Blue Collar Boys is afraid of no one.
I do want to be clear about that.
What?
I'd be scared.
Well, I'd be scared.
That dude looks like he could hurt somebody. And he was pissed. I wanted no part of that. How great would it have been if that... No, I shouldn't say great. Let me rephrase
what
that.
What were you going to say?
Before I say something stupid. How interesting would it have been?
Yes.
All right. Considering where they were playing, right?
Oh, yeah.
If a fan throws something down and it happens to hit Isaiah.
Yep.
Now, that wouldn't make sense because of where they were, obviously. But could you imagine 17 years and 2 days away from the Malice in the Palace if that thing broke out the same kind of way?
Yeah.
Because it has that kind of temperature to it.
I don't know if you heard this. So, and by the way, I freeze frame the video for you. LeBron and Isaiah Stewart are an inch away from each other right after they hit.
But there's two dudes in the middle.
Dude, if Isaiah wanted to take a shot at him, let's be real. He could have taken a shot at him right there. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you're sorry.
No, I'm sorry that you're sorry that I'm sorry. But I swear to God, listen back to this video. So in the background, the PA announcer says,
"Ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind you, please do not run on the floor."
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, it just, yeah. Listen, he's got to be suspended. You could argue the amount of games. I guess once they announce it, we'll deal
with it. It was a dirty play. No doubt about it.
Yeah. But what's worse is after that brief still frame moment you showed me,
oh,
LeBron's nowhere to be seen. It was almost like he grabbed onto the security guard's jacket and said, walk me off the court now.
Now, look.
This guy's going to kill me.
Here's my defense.
And hold on.
Yeah.
And I give Russell Westbrook credit because he had nothing to do with it. But when Stewart's talking junk and ready to go, Russell Westbrook, this one video is like half off the screen. You see him getting full on, let's go.
Yes.
Well, let me see that from LeBron.
But Craig.
Not
Craig,
LeBron's
Craig,
game.
Craig. Yes. I know you don't like LeBron, but let me walk you through this. Me and you were playing basketball. You elbow me in the face. And right away you say to me, hey, that's my bad.
My bad?
Why would you want to fight me?
You don't want to fight you.
No, but that you're getting on LeBron. Why would LeBron want to fight Isaiah Stewart? He knows he messed up. He said it to him, apparently.
It's like a guy code thing.
Oh, so he has to fight him?
Yeah.
Come on.
If you come at me swinging, ready to go, I got to be ready to go.
Now, here's the test for LeBron. If he got Isaiah Stewart's phone number, he should have called him last night and said, now that we're calm, listen, I effed up, man. I'm sorry. And if Isaiah still says, I want to fight you, then maybe then you've just got to do it. But LeBron apparently, and I think a few Laker guys claimed it, Russ, Anthony Davis, said that right away LeBron said to him, my bad.
That's a cop-out. It's like...
Is it?
Yeah. He purposely elbowed him with intent, and now it's like, I punch you in the face, you go down... You know, my bad on that.
That's not on me.
I punched you in the face. You know what I mean? Like, my bad.
Well,
it was a weak ass my bad.
It's not the same as punching someone in the face. It's bad, but it's not the same.
It was a weak ass my bad. I'm going to leave it at that.
Whatever.
Robert Saleh has just spoken, and he did acknowledge that they will make a decision Wednesday morning on who their starting quarterback's going to be. He did acknowledge that Zach had a good workout on Sunday. He will be evaluated again today. And I guess he'll be at the facility tomorrow as well.
So that means they are deciding on his availability based squarely on his knee. That's
his health. Yep.
It's not about who gives me the better chance to win or this or that. If Zach Wilson's knee is good enough or well enough, he's going to play.
Remember this, though. The Jets never came out and said that I saw on the record, we're starting Flacco because he gives us the best chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
That was all me, Boomer, Phil Simms saying it, right?
Why were you all saying the same thing?
I don't know.
You think like quarterbacks, apparently,
well,
Craig?
I am a quarterback, as you know. This Thursday, I got a big game. Big game.
That's right.
I got a big game on Thursday, our Thanksgiving Day football game. I have to give you the Tommy, I got to give you the location so you can tell the people you've been in contact with who are playing where to go to the game. I assume you have their phone numbers. I'll take care of John at Kicks Construction because I talked to him on Twitter. But outside of that, you will be responsible for that because, you know, we have a limited number of spots and they're all filled.
You better be nice to Loogie today. Did you see what he brought in today?
I don't want to really get into it.
Why?
Because you're going to put me in a very bad spot.
Exactly. So Loogie's mother made pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. Let me just say this to Mrs. Lugauer. These are some of the greatest cookies I have ever tasted.
Well, that's not accurate.
No, I'm being honest.
They're good.
They're some of the great.
You can't say they're the greatest cookies you've ever had because it's just not accurate.
I'll break it down. The combination of the pumpkin,
the chocolate chip,
and the softness of it.
It was like a cake.
Oh.
It was like she made 500 mini cakes.
Oh.
And they were good. But that's not the greatest cookie I've ever had.
I'm saying it.
But you know, you don't mean it.
Of course I mean it. Why would I kiss Loogie's mother's tukas?
Because you respect the fact that the kid's mother made us cookies, which
I
am very grateful for, even though I can't really eat any because I got to get down to 208 in time for the Thanksgiving game.
That's why you're bitter.
I also get a bucket of cold water poured on my head by my son, and I really don't want that to happen.
That's why you're
and
bitter.
No one in my family thinks I can lose another 7 pounds in the next 3 days.
Not with these cookies here, you can't.
So I did take a bite to be courteous. And it is like a cake, but in the form of a cookie.
Dude, they're amazing.
But it's not the greatest cookie you've ever eaten.
In my opinion,
and
who are you to say my opinion is right or wrong, it's the greatest cookie I think I've ever tasted.
Where'd they all go? Everyone's been eating them. They've been going into my office and eating cookies out of my office?
I did it 5 times already.
You're allowed to. Big Mac's allowed to. He is. But Rando's been going in the office and eating cookies.
I got
cookies on my desk, so people just go in them. What are they, all Steve Summers now? Everybody just goes in my office when they want to, takes things?
What do you mean by that, Craig?
Nothing.
Oh.
So I will just show you that it tastes great. It's not the greatest cookie I've ever had, nor could it be, because there's pumpkin in it.
Yeah, that's what made it amazing.
No, but you see the consistency?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
See?
Yeah.
I think they're delicious, but I agree. It's almost not even a cookie. They're right. like kind of cakes, but they
cake.
Are delicious.
It's like a bundt cake.
What the hell is wrong with you people? Who cares if it's a cake, a cookie, a this or that?
I agree. Don't call it a
cookie. It's amazing.
I agree.
It's amazing.
They were very good.
And you guys are being very disrespectful.
I don't think so at
all. I think just incredibly disrespectful.
I gave the woman her favorite kitchen device. I can say
That's
what I
true.
Want. All right, I got credibility over that
okay.
house. Here's Chris in the Bronx. Chris, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Craig?
You almost became famous, Chris.
Listen, I got to tell you something. But I was watching, this is what happened. I was starting to watch the game. People are calling me saying, oh, you're going to get the billboard. And I started saying to myself, let me look at the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me put myself in Evan or Craig's position.
All right.
Do they love this team? They love this team. They suffer with the team. You know, their team loses. They can't just say, listen, I don't want to talk about it. That's their job.
Right.
They got to talk about it, analyze it.
Chris, I want to keep something real with you real quick, okay? This is the gospel truth, okay? At 24-17, well, before we kick the field goal to make it 17, because there's essentially no time on the clock, right?
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was rooting for another Dolphin score.
You pick six?
I said to Evan about an hour ago, I wanted to see if you called a pick six, any kind of score.
Right.
I wanted the Dolphins to get the 30 because I want to see that billboard.
But Craig, this is what I also thought about. You know, as it is, like you were saying before, the Jets don't fill the seats. They got opponents coming in there. Their fans.
Yeah.
Do we really need a billboard as these other fans are coming in and looking up and saying,
well,
oh my God, they don't even like their
yes,
team.
Considering the fact that these other teams' fans are already going into our
right.
building.
They're already invading.
Yeah, we might as well show them something.
Here's the problem with the billboard, because I was giving it a lot of thought throughout this game. I don't want guys fired right now. Like, I'm not ready to fire Joe Douglas or Robert Saleh or Mike LaFleur. I'm not there yet. And to me, I always associate the billboard with the demand to fire somebody. And I'm not ready to fire anybody with the Jets.
Chris, we might surprise you and bust out the billboard at some point this year anyway, but it's not going to be based on what we said the parameters were. So I'm sorry that you were this close to stardom, buddy.
Here's the problem.
It's just not happening.
And I don't have to say this, but I'm going to say this because it's honest. If Flacco threw a pick six, and that's how Miami got to 31, or let's say the onside kick for some fluky reason was returned for a touchdown,
yeah,
I don't think I would have honored the 31 and built the billboard.
You would have had to.
Because it would have been so dishonest
Code.
To the spirit of what we were doing.
But all we ever said was, if the Jets lose and give up 30 or more, we're going billboard.
No, I get it, and I know
and
I would.
You're paying for
and
it,
and I know I would have taken a beating for it.
But
I would have done it eventually.
You had to have done it.
I would have done it, but
we could work together.
I would have put up a fight. I would have said, "Come on, this is ridiculous."
Do you know the pains I'm going through the last week? The pain in my life caused by you.
What the hell did I do?
I'm in this morning. Boomer comes by my office. I've known Boomer for 15 years, dear friend. We've never had, famously, in 10 years of sitting next to each other, not a single crossword between us. We had our first today.
Because he still thinks I should have tipped in a suite that there was no food I ordered in?
Yelling at
He's
me
gotta
today.
Get over it. We talked about it this weekend.
He's yelling at me today. This is your fault, Craigie. Your fault. Supposed to teach him, man. What do you want me to do?
Wait a second. The next time you're in a suite, if you don't order food, are you going to tip? Because I've learned I've learned now that if I don't get a service, I'm now going
to
tip.
Yeah,
that's my new
tip.
Rule now. I've learned. I'm going to start randomly throwing money around. I'm just going to hand people money and say, that's a tip. Like, I went to the Islander game last night. I should have just
Why did you do that?
Because I needed to see UBS Arena.
Oh.
Do you want to hear about my experience?
No, I do later. Yeah, I do. Just a little bit later in the show.
Because I record a podcast, assuming you'd say no.
I don't want to hear that. But later today, I do want to hear your experience there. Because I kept hearing about how great Islander fans are and the great new building.
Yeah.
And I saw highlights yesterday of those Islander fans booing their own team off the ice.
Have you watched them recently?
No.
Now, I know they're banged
off.
They've
lost five in a row.
COVID, injuries.
Yeah.
They gave up a shorthanded goal 5 minutes into this game. That's how putrid their power
play is. My point is this. Brand new building. Everyone's in love with it. Oh, they deserve it. Greatest fan base in the world. You got booed off your home ice after your second game.
Mister.
And then people sat in more traffic.
You know, now I'm ticked off at you. Mister, you got to boo. You got to be ticked off. We're New York.
Yeah.
Now you're going to try to make Islander fans feel guilty. Now, I didn't boo. But you're going to try to make Islander fans feel guilty for booing their displeasure?
I'm talking about all the people out there talking about how great the experience was going to be.
Yeah.
How great was it?
Well, they suck right now, dude. If that's your point, yes.
Plus, I also heard it's a train wreck getting into the building.
Well, I'll tell you more later.
Yeah, I heard it's an absolute cluster duck trying to get into that building. And granted, it's only two games. But I told you Wednesday night's going to be a classic, legendary disaster if that game even gets played now. Because I got people sending me photos of the traffic just from the weekend trying to get into that building. And then the whole building's like a moat around it. You can't get in.
Oh, yeah.
They fenced the entire property, I guess.
Yes.
No one knows where to park.
Yes.
The train station is not finished. It's only open one way.
Yes.
You got to stop in Jamaica, Queens and transfer and then try to get there. And you can't take it back.
Why are you enjoying this?
Unbelievable.
We finally have our own building, our own palace. And you have to just talk about the negative. The team stinks. There's a gate around the building. You can't get in. Yeah. Blow it up. Just get rid of the place.
What's the positive?
I have friends who went to, what was the game, Saturday?
The
yesterday?
Opener was Saturday. Last night they played game
so
number
they went
two
to
against
Saturday's
Toronto.
Saturday's game. So the first game there.
Yeah.
I got some buddies who are like you,
mm-hmm.
diehard Islander fans, and have like a season ticket package or something, right? My friends parked in Astoria.
In Astoria.
Yeah, because that's how crazy. Yeah, they parked in Queens. But the point is, they're not even in the right borough. And that'll walk to the game.
So are you backing out from going in a few weeks?
I can't back out from going.
Because we're scheduled to go. And that was a part of why.
Take a helicopter.
That was a part of why I had such an urge to go yesterday, because I needed my first experience at the arena to be one where I could walk around, I've got time, I could get a lay of the land, not be rushed. Like, I need to check everything out, every nook and cranny, which I did. And I love a lot of what they did in that building.
On the inside.
On the inside. Yeah. I'll get into the outside if you want.
877-337-6666. Real quick, and then we'll get back to the football. Anthony's in the Bronx. Anthony, how are you?
Yo, guys, thanks for taking my call. Evan, I love you, bro. But you know what, dude? You're a celebrity now. You know, with celebrity comes responsibility.
That's right.
Dude, you got a tip, man. Number one, just hear me out. You sold your tickets, right? You're in an WFAN suite. I know you didn't pay for it, and that's a perk you get. You got to tip the guy, bro.
Tip what? I didn't get a damn service. This is the problem, and I've tried. I tried
matter.
To talk
You're
it through with Boomer yesterday, Saturday when he called in. Like, I am still deeply confused by when. Basically, Boomer came across like a socialist. His idea was, if someone doesn't make as much money, just give them your money. Doesn't matter if they gave you a service. Just hand it out. So I didn't know Boomer was a socialist, but apparently, Craig, he is.
Don't cut me off.
What?
The only person I know you're in that suite,
there's
going to be 20 people in that suite. They know you were there.
Yeah.
Because you're a celebrity. Give the guy a 50. That guy's
for what?
Right now to his friends.
For what? Principal.
He's telling you.
No, what am I giving 50 for?
For the goodwill.
For what?
Because
what?
You're number one.
No. You're missing the point. For what? What did I get?
You got a lot of answers.
I'll tell you exactly why. You got a blessed life. You know, you're a young kid. You got the afternoon shows of WFAN. The people know you're in there. They don't know the other people that are in there.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So you told the guy at 50. You told him 100. You'll make his day. He'll talk about you and he'll talk about you like, wow, Evan's a great guy. He gave me a nice tip. Because honestly, when I was a kid, I worked on tips. You know what Regis Philbin gave me? He gave me a dollar.
Well, that's douchey. I would never do that.
And yo, give me a dollar. Give me a cup of coffee.
And that's a problem. Here's the flip side that Evan doesn't see.
What's that?
And the flip side is, let's say you gave the guy 50 or even 100 bucks. Let's just say you did, and you didn't want to because he provided no service, you ordered no food,
right,
whatever. That guy goes home and says, you know, I can believe this. Evan Roberts was in the suite today. He didn't order nothing. I didn't have to service it. I didn't even stop by. They were all good. I did nothing. And that guy gave me a hundo. That's a good guy right there. As opposed to, guess who's in my suite today? Cheap son of a bitch, making lots of money talking on the radio, gave me ugats.
So you really would tip on no service?
I tip everywhere, but that's me.
No, I tip everywhere too, but not for something where I didn't even know there was a service.
Let me ask your question.
That's the point that you miss, and I guess Boomer misses too, but I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
You tip the garbage man?
Yes.
Mailman?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Of course.
Making sure. You go by your local firehouse and drop off a little basket for those guys?
Well, I send
something. You give them Halloween candy from last
year. No, that was soldiers I gave Halloween candy for. Yeah, I send one of those volunteer checks.
Yes.
But I don't sit here talking.
What's a volunteer check?
Oh, like a donation.
Oh, okay. Right on. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. You give him like a Evan Roberts autograph picture?
No, I give
him
actual.
Guys.
I give him money.
Thanks for keeping me safe.
No, I give him net or Nick tickets I can't get rid of.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.